Police have announced they will carry out a criminal investigation into the deaths of at least five people from the Fakari White Island eruption. There were 47 people on the island when it erupted just after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They were being hosted by White Island Tours. Many were tourists from a visiting cruise ship and had been on a day trip to the island. Five people have been confirmed dead. Another eight are still on the island but are not expected to be alive. Rescue crews still haven't been able to recover their bodies because conditions on Fakari White Island are deemed to be unsafe. Along with the deaths, there are dozens of injuries. 31 people were rushed to hospital yesterday, many of whom suffered significant burns. Those victims are aged 13 to 72, and 27 of them have burns to more than 30% of their body. The Ministry of Health says burns units at the country in the country are now at capacity. In the past hour, police have announced they will be investigating the deaths and injuries from yesterday's eruption, and WorkSafe will also be investigating. Royal Caribbean says its cruise ship, Ovation of the Seas, will remain in port due to police operational matters. In a joint press conference that finished just a short time ago, Civil Defence Emergency Management Director Sarah Stewart Black said that MFAT has sent three staff to Whakatane to support affected families.
In terms of conditions on the island, in regards to the conditions on Fakari White Island, monitoring equipment on the island is still functional and providing near real-time data. GNS Science will continue to closely monitor the situation on Fakari White Island. The web cameras indicate gas and steam jetting from the active vent area. While we've seen a steady decline in the seismic activity, there remains significant uncertainty about any future activity. GNS estimate that there is a 50% chance of a smaller or similar sized eruption over the next 24 hours, and that means a 50% chance of no eruption.
Ms. Stewart Black says the environment remained highly volatile and the alert level remained at a 3. Deputy Commissioner John Timms told media everyone who could have been rescued alive yesterday was taken off the island.
Today we are working with Defence and Fens to determine the conditions on the island, including gas levels in the atmosphere. This will be done by a drone able to carry specialised measuring equipment. This requires a boat getting into within 1 kilometre of the island in order to launch the drones. We are hoping to do this today. Unfortunately, we have had one attempt. The conditions have been against us and it's been too windy. We will continue to do so today if weather permits. We are taking advice from the best scientific experts, including GNS Science, who are considering three aspects of the recovery operation. Firstly, the condition of the island. Secondly, the requirements for those going onto the island, what they will need. And thirdly, the care and transportation of the deceased when they are recovered. We understand the desire from the locals and the loved ones to remove their family from the island. But we are working around the clock, we are working hard, and we understand what we need to do for friends and family. It has been released today, the nationalities of the 47 people on the island at the time of the eruption, living and deceased. Two people from the United Kingdom, four people from Germany, 24 people from Australia, five people from New Zealand, two people from China, one person from Malaysia, and nine people from the United States of America. I cannot break down those numbers any further until we have completed the DVI process. And so we will carry on working through that process until I can give you further information. I can confirm that there have been five fatalities. The five deceased have been transported to Auckland, where a post-mortem will be carried out. There are approximately eight people missing and presumed deceased. When it comes to the investigation, I can confirm now that we will commence a criminal investigation into the circumstances of the death and injuries on White Island. The terms of reference will be developed over the next few days. This will be carried out in parallel with the WorkSafe New Zealand investigation. WorkSafe New Zealand has opened a health and safety investigation into the harm and loss of life caused by the eruption.